We present Doctor in the House. Adapted for radio by Ray Cooney from the original novel by Richard Gordon, it stars Richard Briers as Simon Farrow. Episode 8, Happy Christmas.
Well, if it isn't right, we've still got 3 days before Christmas. Now, what do you say, Anthony? Should Christmas pudding be that color?
Definitely not, darling.
I suppose you could have a green Christmas pudding.
Well, it's the first one she's ever made. Never you mind, Vera.
Well, I can't think where I went wrong.
It's not all that green.
Well, it's got masses of fruit and nuts in it. Probably tastes smashing.
I'm sure it will.
Try a spoonful, Simon.
Okay.
Use that large wooden spoon, Simon. It might take the silver plating off one of the others.
Yeah. Yes?
It's different.
Well, does it taste like Christmas pudding?
More or less. I'm sure when it's cooked, it'll taste like one, you know. You didn't put curry powder in by mistake, did you?
I don't think so. Why? Is it hot?
Yeah, pretty hot.
We could always stuff the turkey with it, of course.
I did garnish it with a little ginger.
Ah, yes, that well. I think I'm going to have a drink of water.
Not to worry, darling. If it doesn't turn out all right and the stuffing is already organized, we can use it for filling the cracks in the sitting room wall.
Oh, Anthony, what a shame.
Did you bung any alcohol in, Vera? That's the main thing.
A half a bottle of brandy.
Oh, stall me. We're not bunging that on the sitting room wall, Tony. I'll eat it if it kills me.
No comment. Yes.
I'll get it. It'll be Rooney to say what time he's coming round for the turkey. Fantasy Dog's home. Can I help you? Oh, good morning, Dr. Loftus. No, nothing, sir. We're just stuffing the Christmas pudding. Now, sir? Yes, of course. Your office, sir? Yes. Goodbye, sir.
Who was that?
The dean.
Well, old Baldy. What the devil did he want?
He wants to see us at the Swimmers right away. Sounds rather urgent.
What, all three of us?
Yes.
Well, didn't he say what it was in aid of?
No.
Oh, I bet it's something to do with our exam results.
Oh. Well, they're not due until after Christmas.
Oh, he's heard something. The board have probably got in touch and said our results are the worst in medical history.
Didn't he give a clue, Simon?
No, nothing. Look, let's get round there and find out what he wants.
Come in. Ah.
You were sent for us, sir?
Yes, Layabouts Incorporated. Come in.
Good morning, Dr. Loftus.
You won't think it so good when you've heard my news.
Is it about the exam results, sir?
Exam results?
Fourth year.
Why, are you anxious, Sparrow?
No, I'm not anxious, sir. Terrified.
How about you, Benskin?
Oh, well, you know, sir, easy come, easy go. I'd say, without putting too fine an emphasis on it, I'd say I was pretty terrified, too, yes, sir.
You'd like to proceed to your fifth year, would you?
Well, yes, sir.
That's not the impression you've given me for the last four. However, I know nothing of the examination results. They will be given to you on December the 27th. The board, no doubt, do not wish to devastate your Christmas.
That's very nice of them, sir.
And speaking of Christmas, the best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
You're in charge.
In charge, sir?
Yes, you're organizing Christmas this year, right?
Are we, sir?
Organizing it?
Well, it's the first we've heard of it, sir.
Well, of course it is, you nitwit. It's the first time I've mentioned it.
Christmas Day is only 3 days off, sir.
Well done, Sparrow. Your awareness of life is improving. December the 25th will be with us in 3 days' time, and you three layabouts are organizing the festivities, insofar as they affect the hospital.
Well, 3 days doesn't seem...
The Earth was designed in only 7 days, Benskin.
Well, yes, sir, but they had a pretty good firm of architects, didn't they? You were saying about Christmas, Dr. Loftus.
Yes, each year a small group of fourth-year students volunteers to arrange our festivities. This year, you three have volunteered.
What is it actually involved, sir?
No, nothing much, Sparrow. Each ward looks after its own decorations and so on and so forth. Your main responsibility will be to write, produce, and enact a short theatrical entertainment for the enjoyment of the patients and staff.
Oh, well, sir.
It's always a terrific success. The audience love it. Staff, patients, relatives, friends, and old graduates.
Don't you have to be careful which patients you invite, sir? I mean, you don't want any of them passing away during the show.
No, matron's very clever there. She's almost infallible. She only has to look twice at an apparently convalescing patient, and the doctor concerned can confidently make arrangements for the post-mortem.
Joy handy.
Yes, besides, most of the patients in the audience will be from surgical wards. Surgical patients are splendid. They're either well or dead.
The show is really an enormous family party. I myself, in the 1938 show, gave impressions of Maurice Chevalier and Charles Lawton.
Oh, really?
Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. See birds in the trees seem to whisper Louise. Could it be true someone like you could love me, Louise?
Oh, jolly good. Well, bravo. Well, jolly good.
That absolutely splendid, sir, just like Charles Lawton.
For the show, you can increase your number to, say, 6 or 7, where we found that 6 is the ideal number. More than that becomes unwieldy to organize for rehearsals. Well, I can't waste any more time with you fellows. I have to witness an operation upon a cabinet minister. Nothing serious, but it will enable him to take his seat in the House of Commons with greater ease.
There we are, 2 pints of best, a half for Simon, and a lemonade shandy for Vera. You sure that's all you want, my sweet?
Yes, positive, thank you, my darling.
Well, cheers. Skål, Vera, down the jolly old fairy.
Cheers.
Well, here's to our Christmas show.
I'm feeling nervous already.
Jolly good of you to help us out, Vera.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Simon. As long as it doesn't matter that I'm not connected with the hospital.
Well, of course it doesn't matter, my pet. You're connected with me, that's good enough. They've had girlfriends appearing before now.
Anyway, we couldn't get anyone else.
Be quiet, you Welsh clock.
Tony!
Yes, darling?
You told me that you'd auditioned 100 students to no avail.
No, darling. You know, you misheard me, darling. What I said was, we'd auditioned 100 students, but they were beyond the pale. No,
what you mean is that the 3 of you have been flipping their lumbered.
Yeah.
Her English is really very good, isn't it?
Oh, I don't mind. It will be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
You wouldn't like to do a one-woman show, would you, Vera?
No, thank you.
Let's get down to it, then. We've only got 3 days to write, produce, and rehearse what will be the most magnificent of performances that has ever hit St. Swithin's.
What makes you think it's going to be magnificent?
Well, because I, Cecil B. Debenskin, say so. Now, right. Now, first of all, which one of us can play the piano? Yeah, well, that's a great start, isn't it?
Well, I...
You're wrong.
No, wait a minute, Tony. I only play a bit.
That's marvellous. You can play a bit of this and a bit of that. It's terrific.
But tell the truth, it's mostly hymns I play. You...
Play hymns?
Well, what other tunes do you know?
Well, none. Just hymns.
Well, hymns are very nice.
Well, in church, yes.
All right, if you don't want it, then...
No, it's marvellous. Yeah, it's terrific. I mean, those hymns can be, you know, they can be turned into anything you like with a bit of ingenuity, can't they? I mean, we've only got to put different words to them. Look, it'll give us a chance for a couple of gags. I mean, you know, one bloke says, now, which hymn would you like next? And then the other bloke says, I'll have him and him and him and him. I say.
Right. Well, we've got a pianist then. Well, that's one thing settled at any rate. Now, what sort of show are we going to do?
Now. There are certain things that have to be included or the audience will be left bewildered. I mean, for instance, it's essential that one of us chaps appears dressed as a nurse.
Dressed as a nurse?
Yeah, you know, with 2 pairs of rugger socks shoved up his jumper.
Well, we've got Vera, haven't we? She doesn't need any rugger socks.
Oh, thank you, David.
That's not the point, Taffy. They'll expect a female impersonation.
Well, that'll be you, Tony. You've got the best figure.
Thanks. There also has to be several songs containing broad, rhyming references to the idiosyncrasies of the consultant staff.
I'm sorry for Dr. Kelly.
Simon's going to tickle the jolly old ivories. Now, who else can do what?
Well, what are you good at, Vera?
Don't you dare answer that, darling.
Now, Vera, the double act will go marvellously.
Keep it clean.
Well, I could sing a couple of Austrian songs.
Yes.
You don't yodel, do you, Vera?
No, I'm afraid not.
Pity, I think they'd like that.
Well, I could try, possibly.
No, they'd send a yodeler up rotten. Look, you better stick to your Austrian songs, darling.
Oh, what's that that ankle and thigh-slapping nonsense you Austrians do?
Tirol, shoe-plattering.
Look, just sing a few songs. Never mind the yodeling and the shoe-plattering. Come on, but look, we're doing Christmas at Swithin's, not Goodnight Vienna. Look, Taffy, what about you? Now, how can you fill out a 10-minute solo spot?
Well, now, let's see what my accomplishments are. Well, I could knock back a pint of bitter in 2.5 seconds.
Yeah. That's original, isn't it?
2.5 seconds. You've got 9 minutes, 57.5 seconds of your act left.
Well, I'm pretty odd stuff at singing Little Polly Perkins from Paddington Green.
Well, that's more singing, though, isn't it?
Well, it's always made a sensation at the village concert back home. I'm Little Polly Perkins from Paddington Green.
Charles Lawton. Very good.
Look, I've a
fine lilting Welsh tenor, I tell you.
It doesn't seem quite right, though, does it?
What do you mean?
Well, a 14-stone Welshman saying his little Polly Perkins from Paddington.
Oh, I never thought of that. Well, it's about the only song I know all the way through, three choruses.
Well, if Taft's going to do 10 minutes, he's got a long way to go.
Do I have to do 10 minutes?
Well, of course you have to do 10 minutes. The show's got to last at least 2 hours. There's only four of us.
Yeah, 10 minutes apiece, that's 40 minutes for County Ball.
Well, the rest of the time will be taken up with concerted stuff, you know, sketches, things like that. Look, let's get the solos fixed first. Now, Vera's giving us 10 minutes of Austrian songs.
With backing provided by Simon's Inn Music.
Yeah, all right, look, we'll sort that out. Come on, don't worry. Good Lord, honestly, I mean, Cochran would never have got any of his shows on if he had you lot about. Now, come on, Simon solo.
10 minutes of liturgy.
Yeah, look, the rest of your spot, Taff. Now, come on, what else can you do? You've got about 7 minutes left. Hey, what about conjuring? Could you do anything like that?
Conjuring?
Oh. He's the clumsiest bloke in Sir Swithin's. Of course, it might be a bit of a giggle if he had to go at sawing matron in half.
Hey, wait a minute. I can whistle. Whistle? Now, that's not a bad idea.
He can't whistle for 7 minutes.
Oh, all right. He can take up some of the time, can't he? I mean, Taffy's act, he can be a sort of mixed bag. You know, a bit of everything. Now, what can you whistle, Taff?
Well, how about a selection from West Side Story?
Marvellous.
I'll start off with I Feel Pretty. Well, that's most of my 10 minutes gone. He'd have even asked for an encore of Polly Perkins.
I wouldn't bank on that.
Oh, well, I reckon I've got enough to be going on with. Oh, and I'll need a barrel of beer to rehearse my 2.5-second swallow.
Get lost, will you?
What will you do, Anthony?
I shall do the lot. I shall write, produce, and compare the piece as well as doing a comedy spot.
A comedy spot?
Yeah, you know, telling jokes.
10 minutes of your jokes?
Well, I could go on for half an hour.
I'm sure you could. Yeah. Only one thing, your jokes are absolutely frightful.
What do you mean, a bit rude, do you?
Yeah, that as well.
As well as what?
As well as being not very funny. Yeah.
Not very funny?
It's true, darling. Your jokes are stinkers.
I have got a repertoire of at least 1,000 jokes.
And they're all stinkers. Yeah.
I do think 10 minutes is rather a long time to tell stories. Why not mix your bag like David? Start off with a funny story, then do something else. Then finish with one of your funny stories.
Then find out how fast you can run.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what you could do, Anthony, for the rest of your act?
No, what?
Your child impersonations.
Oh, no, look, I know,
You do child impersonations?
No, not...
That's a terrific idea. You could come on with a dummy in your mouth and wear a nappy.
Yeah. It's just the voices I do.
Oh. Well, let's hear a couple, then.
No, look, it's not right for this...
Come on, Boyle, let's hear your child impersonations.
Let's have it, then.
Well, all right, I mean, this is a young baby.
Is that it?
Yes.
Jolly good. Maybe you ought to stick to your funny stories, though.
His little boy is much better than his baby.
Oh, well, let's hear that, then.
Yeah. I want to go wee-wee.
Nobody's stopping you.
Oh. That's the little boy.
Oh.
Daddy, I heard a joke at school today. If I had £5 in this pocket and £5 in that pocket, what would I have? Answer, somebody else's trousers on. I say.
Right, next on the agenda is a title.
A title?
Yeah, I mean, for the show, I mean, that's very important. It must be short, snappy, brilliantly funny, and with a medical flavour the patients can understand. Now, any suggestions?
Why not something simple, like the Christmas production for the patients and staff of St. Swithin's Hospital?
That sounds more like an obituary than a title.
Hey, I've got it.
What, Pat?
Enema for the Skylark.
Oh.
How's that?
That's absolutely dreadful.
Hey!
Now, I have got the very thing.
Yes?
Jest trouble.
Jest trouble?
Do you get it? It's a beautiful pun, you see. Chest and jest. It's got exactly the right touch, hasn't it?
Yeah, but there's nothing Christmassy about it, is there?
No, I suppose not.
Well, let's give it a subtitle, then. Jest trouble, or I think it's coming on to reindeer.
Coming on to reindeer. I think that's very good.
Oh, yes, it would.
Yeah. Right, look, we'll settle for that. Now, let's have a quick chat about the sketches. I'll get something down on paper. We can start rehearsing tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, I'll get another round in. Shall I see him again?
Not for me, thanks, Abby.
Thank you, David.
Right, 2 pints, please. And a lemonade shandy.
Oh, Taff.
Everything okay on stage, management?
Oh, I think so. Vera's been marvellous with the props.
Ah, jolly good. Now, where's our producer and compere?
Well, Tony, hasn't he been with you?
No, I've been having a cuppa. I thought you lot went over the road for a quick Christmas drink with the padre.
He did. Then Anthony went to look for you, Simon.
Ah, I know. Probably cooking up something for the last minute.
Oh, that reminds me. Half an hour, please, ladies and gentlemen.
But is it that time already? I'd better find Tony.
Well, oughtn't you to sort your music out first?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Where's the piano?
Piano?
For the show.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know where the piano is?
Well, was I supposed to get it?
But you're the stage manager.
Well, I bet Vera's props.
I hardly call a grand piano a prop.
Well, perhaps we better get one.
Oh, Lord.
Well, there's that one in the students' common room.
Well, it hasn't been much use since those idiots launched it into the Serpentine last rag day. I suppose you could play Handel's water music on it.
Well, look, it's the only piano I know of in the hospital. I'll organize a couple of the lads to give me a hand.
All right, I'll find Tony. Any problem with the props, Vera?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm not quite sure how to make the cream, though.
Cream?
Yeah, for the sketch at the end where Anthony gets his face pushed into the sponge cake.
Oh, try shaving cream.
Shaving cream?
Yeah, you've got a stick and a brush there for the barbershop quartet number. Should whip up a lovely lather.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. Simon?
Yeah?
Can I have a word with you? Down here, if you don't mind.
Okay. What is it?
I didn't want to say anything in front of Vera. It's Tony. He's at it.
At it? Good God, he's not dead, is he?
Dead drunk.
Oh, is that all?
Drunk? He sprawled in the sluice room singing Roll Me Over in the Clover.
Come on. Wait a minute, Vera.
Everything all right?
Marvellous, marvellous. Come on, Tap.
This is number 9, and the baby's doing fine. Roll me over, lay me down, I'm dirty again. Roll me over.
Tony!
Who's that?
It's us, Tappy and Simon. You're sloshed.
How dare you say I'm sloshed? And the jobber is a sludge.
In 20 minutes, the curtain goes up.
What curtain?
From the show you clocked.
Watch you.
How the devil did you get like this?
Well, you only won me friends. It's Christmas. Is it Christmas spirit?
We were more or less sober half an hour ago.
I don't hang about, sir. If you'd care to join me, there's plenty more gin in the instrument cupboard. It's marked distilled water.
We've got our show to do.
It's Christmas.
We know we're doing the Christmas show.
And the best of luck.
You're doing it as well, you clot.
I'm going to have a little snooze. Oh. A little Christmas.
Look,
time.
Come on, you've got to get up. What about Vera? She's expecting you.
Vera's expecting? Good heavens, nobody's helping.
No, no. She's waiting for you. She'll be furious if you don't pull yourself together.
Why am I coming apart?
What the devil's going on here?
Dr. Lossus.
Oh, hello, sir.
Happy Christmas, Baldy Bunce.
Benskin.
You can call me Tony, darling.
Benskin, you are inebriated.
I am not. I'm sloshed. This is number once and Baldy Bunce is lovely. Roll him over. Lay him down.
Barrow. What the blaze did you mean by getting Benskin drunk?
Yes, noise, please. Tony, go in sleepy bands.
Wake up, you horrible student.
Oh, Stormy, look at him. Wake up, Tony, the showman with you to start at 8:30. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. You haven't got a piano yet.
No piano?
Well, we've got everything else, though, sir.
You won't have when I finish with you, Evans. Oh. You get a blasted piano on that stage and instantly.
Yes, sir.
You three damnable students have put years on me, Sparrow.
Yes, Baldy. Dr. Baldy. Dr. Lopsis.
But we've got to do something with Benskin immediately.
Yes, sir. An ice pack on the back of his head, sir?
An ice pick would be more to my fancy. Benskin.
Go away, Baldy. Go away.
I'll give him Baldy.
But the show can't go on without him, sir.
He'll be on that damn stage, standing erect if we have to cover him from head to toe in plaster of Paris. Where's the blasted phone? Ah.
What are you doing, sir?
I'm going to ask Sister to get down here with an intravenous injection of vitamin C.
An intravenous?
Yes. It'll help to oxidize the alcohol.
Well, I'll try throwing some water over him, sir, before we do anything too drastic.
Ah, Sister. Sister, I'm in the sluice room with Benskin on the floor. What you mean, woman? Benskin's on the floor. I'm on the telephone. The silly young fool is as stiff as a board. Never mind the mortuary. I want you to get over here immediately with an intravenous injection of vitamin C. Yes, a double dose. And, Sister, in case it doesn't work, you'd better bring the stomach pump as well.
I'll just try the water, I think, sir.
Well, go on, then. Check it over him.
Man overboard, Mr. Christian!
Ye gods, come on, stand him on his feet. Walk him up and down.
Oh.
Right. Now shake him at the same time.
Thanks for giving us arm with the piano, boys. Vera?
Yes, David?
Look through the curtains and see if the audience is getting restless.
No, it's all right. The natives are friendly, I think. Oh, you know, I could murder Anthony for this.
Well, I think Dr. Loftus may have beaten you to it. Oh, here they come.
Oh, I feel awful. Oh, hello, darling.
You silly fool.
Get him out there, Sparrow.
Sir, we'll have to put some makeup on him, sir. He looks like the ghost of Hamlet's father.
I don't care what you do, as long as your wretched entertainment starts within 2 minutes.
But, Dr. Loftus...
2 minutes, or you'll never pass another exam while you're here.
Oh, Lord. Vera, slap some of that red grease paint on Tony's face.
This pleasure.
Ow! Lifting leg.
How are you feeling, Tony?
Oh, abysmal. I often wondered what it was like to be dead. Oh.
You are a stupid fool.
Who then I get any sympathy? I've been watered down and pumped out. Oh, God.
It serves you right.
Are you ready for the first number, Simon?
No, I'm not. Somebody's pinched my blasted music for the opening chorus.
Well, you've got to play something. Play the closing chorus.
That's on the other side of the opening chorus.
Well, vamp something, Boyle.
I can't vamp.
Well, then, play God Save the Queen.
Wait a minute. I've got a couple of sheets of music here. What's this? Onward Christian Soldiers and, Pretty Polly Perkins. Well, we'll have to kick off with Polly Perkins, the four of us.
Hey, that's my solo.
It can't be helped. I can't find any other music.
It's better than Onward Christian Soldiers. Now, is Tony ready, Vera?
What's that stuff on his face?
It's red grease paint.
Good grief, he looks like an apoplectic tomato.
I feel sick.
It's your own fault. You've got to go out there and compare.
I haven't got my stage clothes on.
It doesn't matter. If we don't start now, Dr. Loftus will kill us.
Kill us? Yeah, what are we starting with?
Polly Perkins.
Good way, she in the show too. I haven't Polly Perkins.
Look, that's my solo we're doing, and there's a quartet to kick off with because Simon's lost a flaming music.
Say, look, I don't think I understand.
Have to understand. Just get out there, crack a few gags, and introduce Polly Perkins.
Pretty good. Well, then what happens after that?
God knows.
Good, yes. Good, I feel sick.
Oh, Lord. Take the curtain up. Right. Well, how do I take the curtain up?
What?
Well, I mean, I've never rehearsed this bit at all.
Well,
is there a handle or something in the corner? Well, I can't see anything here. What does it go up or pull apart?
Could we postpone the show till next Christmas, please?
It goes up!
What does?
The curtain!
What in the name of tarnation's keeping you now?
We can't get the curtain up, sir.
Why not?
We don't know how to.
Useless fatheads. Well, do something, Benskin. Don't sit there like a red Indian surveying his navel.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Go and do something.
Thank you, sir. I'll go and be sick.
Oh, darling.
Try this electric button here. Maybe that's got something to do with the curtain.
Wait until I'm off the stage, you blithering...
Hey, good old Baldy.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Good old Dr. Loftus.
You stupid fool, Evans. Get this damn curtain down, will you?
I can't. The button's jammed.
I've only got Polly Perkins or Onward Christian Soldiers.
I'll kill the three of you, so help me.
Sing us a song!
I say, Dr. Loftus, what did the female patient say to the amorous surgeon?
I beg your pardon.
Wrong. Try again. What did the female patient say to the amorous surgeon?
I don't know. What did the female patient say to the amorous surgeon?
You can cut that out for a stop. I saw you with last night, Dr. Loftus.
That was no lady. That was the matron of St. Swithin.
Well done, sir.
Silence. I say, Mr. Sparrow.
Yes, Dr. Loftus? Or may I call you Baldy?
Oh, I'm Baldy!
I say, Mr. Sparrow.
Yes, Baldy?
What is it that can't breathe, has two legs, and flies?
I don't know, sir. What is it that can't breathe, has two legs and flies?
A pair of trousers.
I got that out of a Christmas cracker at lunchtime.
Any sign of Benskin or his girlfriend, Evans?
No, sir.
Sit down at the piano, Sparrow.
I've only got Polly Perkins or Onward.
Sit down at the damn piano.
Yes. Come on, let's have the concert.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some surprises in store for you during the next hour. Yes, indeed.
need some big surprises. Mr. Evans, in the corner, hidden from your view, will stage manage this fantastic production. Mr. Sparrow will be giving you renderings at the piano. And Mr. Benskin will be bringing up all sorts of things.
Any sign of Benskin?
No, I'm afraid not, sir.
In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I will sing for you.
Mercy, mercy!
Thank you, Mr. Sparrow, if you would be so kind as to give me my introduction.
Which one would you prefer?
I don't care.
Absolutely fabulous dinner.
Mm. Oh, here, here. Terrific, darling.
Oh, you didn't eat a thing, Anthony.
No, but it looked jolly good. Ask you, Tappy, Tony, to join me in raising our glasses to Vera.
Cheers, love. Well cooked.
Oh, no. The Christmas pudding was hideous.
Well, we only left half of it.
And we'll fill the crack in the wall with that. One more toast. May we all of us be together next Christmas.
Here, here.
Well, that's if we're allowed to start next year.
Oh, why shouldn't you?
Well, the exam results for one thing.
And Baldy for another. He'll never forgive me for ruining his Christmas show.
Oh, the audience clapped a lot at the end.
Yes, mainly because Tony staggered back on stage and set fire to his jacket. I mean, there was no real danger, was there? I mean, before it got underway, I threw that bucket of water over him, didn't I? I'm thoughtful of it. Oh, I get it.
Well, it's nearly midnight. Who on earth can that be?
Dr. Loftus.
Good evening, Sparrow.
Oh, come in, sir, please.
Thank you. I can't stay.
Jolly good. I mean...
Good evening, Miss Schloss.
Good evening.
Evans.
Good evening, sir.
Benskin, are you sober yet?
Oh, yes, yes, thank you. How's your jacket, sir?
Burned, you silly fool.
Yes, sir.
Will you join us in a Christmas drink, Dr. Loftus?
A very small one, my dear. A glass of port, please. I'm hurrying home to my family. Only just finished at the hospital.
No rest for the wicked.
Thank you, Sparrow.
Well, it's jolly decent of you to drop in on us, sir.
I haven't just dropped in, Evans. Oh, thank you, my dear. Happy Christmas, Miss Schloss, my gentleman. And
down the jolly old
thanks.
Cheers.
Happy Christmas to you. Most pleasant. Now, I thought you'd all like to know that before leaving the hospital just now, I received the results of the fourth year examination.
What? The results of the fourth year examination?
Yes. Presumably, it will make an easier boxing day for you if you know your results now.
Oh, Tony, get Taffy a chair, will you?
No, need. No need. You've passed, Evans.
Passed? Oh, well, I'll go to Murphy's Edmund.
You're through as well, Benskin.
Oh, so that's absolute. I feel sick again.
Well, not again. Not again, for heaven's sake. Now, Sparrow.
Yes, sir?
Prepare yourself for a shock.
A shock, sir?
Yes. You've passed as well.
Oh,
Sparrow! Terrific, we're through! May I kiss you, sir?
Don't you.
We passed our fourth year.
We're
in there. Have another port, sir.
No, thank you, but I want you, Sparrow. I want you in my office at 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, dear, what for, sir?
No, I want to discuss our double act for the Easter show.
Double act, sir?
Yes, I think we have the makings of a good turn there. You see, I shall come on as a daddy rabbit, and you will come on as a mummy rabbit.
That's a marvelous idea, sir.
Yes.
I mean, going to the old routine, you know the old one. Why did the rabbit cross the road? He was trying to make some dough.
By Ray Cooney from the original novel by Richard Gordon, the parts are played as follows. Simon Sparrow, Richard Bryars, the Dean, Dennis Ramsden, Tony Benskin, Ray Cooney, Taffy Evans, Edward Cast, Vera, Norma Ronald. Doctor in the House was produced by David Hatch.